Nederland.
Ik heb een troep Denen in mijn studio die graag experimentele pop spelen. Aan het einde van vorig jaar bracht ze een plaat uit, Altijd Samen. Dat betekent altijd samen dus, met daarop liedjes met voor ons perfect verstaanbare titels als Idine Oyne, In Jouw Ogen, Hold Mina Hender, Hou Mijn Handen Vast, Underbroen Der Liggertoe, Onder de Brug Lig Jij. It's easy, Kasper Clausen, for us to understand your titles.
Yeah. I even understand them in Flemish.
But it is, you've told me that there is a link in a way, because you have a good connection with Belgium, with Antwerp, where there is an orchestra, the Box Orchestra. You've worked a lot together, right?
Yeah, it's like an example of Baroque instruments, and they're trying to use this instrument with modern music. So they invited us originally to come to Antwerp and to make some music for and with them.
Yeah.
And so we did that two and a half year ago. Mm-hmm. We went there, and some of the songs that ended up in the album were made in that period.
Okay.
And so also the title and the decision of me singing in Danish and so on came out of this kind of meeting with not only them, but also you can say Flemish culture, and especially I'd say the language kind of inspired me to think, like, why don't I sing in Danish? It seems to be more related to Flemish than, or Flemish seems to be more related to Danish than to try and sing in English.
Yeah. Is that something unusual to do in Denmark, to sing in Danish?
No, I'd say at the moment there's a lot of young bands starting to do that, like, as a thing. So I wouldn't say it's super exotic. I think when we, like, maybe if you go back 10 years or something like that, it might have been a little bit more restricted. But nowadays you find a lot of really interesting music, you know, where they use the Danish language and chop it up and do all kind of different things to it, play around with it.
Okay, cool. So the Altijd Samen, it is also like, in a way, bring together the Danes and the Flemish people and maybe the Germans even, and everybody together.
Yeah, I mean, it puts some Britishes in there, and we are even from the south part of Denmark, which is they speak Sønderjysk, which sådan her, det sådan lidt mere bundsk. It's a little bit more I don't know, farmerish or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's very related to Plattdeutsch, which is the north of Germany, Schleswig and so on. And if you go over to Friesland in Holland and so on. So there is some kind of traces of you know, but, you know, we all kind of connected in some one way or the other, but I kind of like the idea of it, to, you know, like, reach out that way and also look at language as something, you know. It's also just sounds, and it's interesting how certain words just travel, you know.
Yeah. But was it easy for you to sing in Danish?
Yeah. I've been, you know, so I've been living out of Denmark for around 10 years. Now I live in Lisbon in Portugal, and before that I was in Berlin. So I had some distance and away from Denmark, which made me, you know, and normally in every day I don't speak so much Danish. I mainly speak English and a little bit of Portuguese, but the Danish have become this language that I mainly, you say, like, dream. Or you know, I think of Danish, or you know, so it's a language that I could somehow approach with a new in a new way.
Ja, hij woont nu dus in Lissabon, heeft in Berlijn gewoond, heeft een beetje een afstand gecreëerd met de taal, de Deense taal, maar het werkt wel nog altijd, en hij heeft er zich even moeten overzetten, maar het werkt nu zeker. Ze hebben hun eigen sokken verkocht. You understand what I say?
Eh? And a sokken verkocht.
Ja.
That one is
soccer.
Soccer, yes.
Soccer.
Of course, soccer.
Yeah.
Det hedder det også på dansk.
Yeah.
Soccer.
You sold your own socks?
Well, we made an album that we put out as socks. Or an EP, yeah.
It was just during winter time.
Yeah.
The perfect moment.
Yeah. And we, you know, we've made a little kind of edition of that EP called Lyset, which means the light.
Yeah.
And we found this little sweet company in Sweden that were making socks. So we took some of the artwork from Altijd Samen, and you know, had them making socks.
Yeah.
And people seem to really, really like that.
It was too expensive to ship them to Belgium. but otherwise I would have bought them too. let's listen, because you also played a beautiful session for us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with my favorite song of last year. One of my favorite songs, really, like, all of the whole year.
Wow.
Which is Wie er unendlich, which means we are unendlich in Dutch.
Yeah.
yeah, you've played it. Let's listen to it.
Absolutely. Wonderland.
Sjælende storm i skinne forgifter ærerne min for længe forklæder for små savner du noget dagene driver forsvinder for evigt en sjæl i det blå til tider vi er forelsket nu vi er forelsket. Sammen om at dele os. Vi er uendelige. Du forstår. Vi skændes om at lyse.
Wij zijn oneindig, dat betekent dus wie er oeindelig in het Deens. Het is een harde taal als je het hoort spreken, maar als je het hoort zingen, dan werkt het perfect. Het staat dus op die laatste plaat van Efterklang. Ik heb Casper de Zanger nog steeds in mijn studio. Ja, it's a beautiful session you've played. Really nice. You've brought
beautiful studio you have here.
That also helps, of course. Je kan natuurlijk de video ook zien op onze website radio1.be. But you've brought with you two guys of Efterklang and also a woman that lives in Antwerp.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays with the box or
yeah.
How does that work?
Well, no, she doesn't. It's a strange connection. But we went to this festival in Berlin. 2 years ago, called People, mm-hmm. and we met this beautiful couple, Bert Kuhls and Indra, and her name is Indra, which is in Danish means inner. It's a beautiful name.
Inner, it's innerlich.
Inner, yeah, Indra, and she is from Lithuania, and she plays a Lithuanian traditional instrument that is called kankles.
Okay.
And so she and Bert lives in Antwerp by chance, which is also where Box is from. I don't know what it is about Antwerp that keeps attracting us. So
it's a big metropolitan city.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very good. Also, the sound is very like a special Scandinavian atmosphere. You almost see like these little lights in the forest lighting up, like when you hear her play. It's really beautiful.
I love that instrument too. It was like this kind of a discovery. Just and I really love Indra as a personality in the show. When we play, she also sometimes sing in Lithuanian.
Okay.
So we try to incorporate also a little bit of not only Danish but like related languages in some way. So
are they related too? Lithuanian and
Lithuanian
Danish?
Is very. Distant. It's
very,
a very distant.
No?
Yeah, yeah. It's much more of a. But it's a beautiful language.
Okay. Yeah. How do people react on your change to Danish now? Have you done concerts?
Yeah, we've played a few shows last year. We've done. We actually went all the way to Mexico.
Oh wow!
And sang in Danish, and I'm quite surprised how people. Welcoming, they even sing along.
Oh, really? Okay.
In Danish, which
in Mexico.
Yeah, even in Mexico, they we'd have them sing along on a few of the new songs. So, I think I don't know with for us, of course, it's it's quite a we've lived through it, made this music within 2 years. Mm-hmm. But like putting it out in the world and hearing back from people that have listened to our old stuff and also people that never listened to Efterklang seems like they seem to be able to dream away and create their own stories and mm-hmm. and that's exactly what we want them to not necessarily to pay too much attention to the words and the non-understanding, but if you want to dive into it, we made translations and so on, but. But I like the idea of just, approaching it, like a painting without reading the title. But
the descriptions.
Just,
The descriptions of paintings are always horrible.
Yeah. you can go there afterward. I find that's kind of like it can open something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in my world, it somehow needs to hit me.
Okay. So we have to listen to it first. Imagine what you're saying or singing. And then afterwards, we can only...
That would be my fancy. People can do whatever they want to do.
Let's try that, because we have another song. Let's listen to it, and then you'll explain afterwards what it's about.
Tinder floor. Sætter spor, sænker mig ned, ned i dit ansigt. Lysten stemmer, tænder på, sænker mig ned, ned i dit ansigt. Sætter spor, sænker mig ned, nede i dit ansigt.
Ingespeeld in onze studio Efterklang met Idine Oyne. Is that about right?
Idine Oyne.
Idine Oyne.
Yeah.
It means in jouw ogen.
That's it.
And what is it? What is it about? What can we imagine?
This song is talking. It's talking about a very kind of physical space. I would say it's talking about teeth biting in flesh.
Oh.
It's talking about fire.
Oh.
It's talking about sheets that has just been washed and hanging in the backyard.
Very visual.
White sheets. It's talking about hair, white hair, curls, Christian curls.
Christian curls?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, some of those lyrics, I don't even know myself what they mean. I like the lyrics to be... you know, I like when they somehow when they feel rightly in an unrightly way. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it. It's sort of, for me, it's like this kind of stream of pictures or so in this song, I'm sort of talking about, these teeth biting into flesh and the fire. And I'm talking about some soles of a shoe that is, you know, there's walking kilometers and some trace of, a trace of somebody's footprints. Mm-hmm. The mood of the song and the lyrics that I kind of wanted to, that felt right for this one was something more, you know, sexual in some way. I don't think there's any other
aggressive
song.
Sexual.
Yeah. In a way, it's talking about the sexual drift, I suppose, and hunting something and someone, and the flickering eyes and the physicality of it, basically. Yeah.
The last year or so, you brought out an album, Altijd Samen. You also brought out an EP. You've just recorded 3 songs here. What are you going to do with them? Are you going to put them on an EP too?
You should. Belgium EP.
Yeah, okay.
Put it on a sweater.
Let's do it. Let's do the Radio 1 sessions on Spotify.
With gloves.
Binnenkort. Yeah, with gloves.
Yeah.
You also, we've talked about socks, but you also like have a lot of songs about hands.
About hands, yes.
What is your fascination with?
It's a strange story. So when we came to Antwerp the first time, I have this strange eczema on my hands sometimes, which like I had battled for 20 years, and it's super annoying. And so sometimes my hands are just in this kind of eczema, and I can't use them for anything. So I put these white gloves on, and I'm very aware of my hands all the time. I can't, you know, do anything with them. So when we arrived to Antwerp, I had this like 2.5 years ago, and I was thinking like there was a theme of hands, like all these hands. I wasn't even thinking about it. No, and then I arrive in Antwerp, and there's and they start telling us about this throwing a hands on this building, like this museum,
and the chocolates with the hands and
strange,
all the
strange. So the hand became a thing. We had a time where we were calling the album like Henna, which is, you know, means hands.
Yeah.
And there's a song of the album called Henna da Åpnasa, which means hands opening. So there was something about this Antwerp hands thing.
I always come back to Antwerp in this interview.
Kept coming back. Yeah. So this album in many ways will be something we remember and this definitely has a big part of the root
here.
Yeah,
you're also coming back not to Antwerp but to the Koninklijk Circus in Brussels.
Exactly.
Op 28 februari. I'm really looking forward to that concert.
Me too. I love that space.
It is an amazing. Have you already played there?
We played there with Coco Rossi some years ago, and so they really remember that space.
Great lineup.
Beautiful space. Yeah. So I can't wait.
It's going to be the only
Belgium show we're playing. So.
Yeah.
So this will be the one.
Yeah. One last question, because you make radio yourself too.
We do.
Yeah. On the Lake Radio.
That's it.
What kind of radio do you have there?
So it's a website called thelakeradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically just, you know, put that in your browser and then you hit play. It's just the play button. And the idea of this radio station is to somehow showcase music and also just sound and radio art that doesn't necessarily get so much attention.
Yeah.
So we
a lot of electronic things too.
There is a lot of electronic stuff. Yeah. There's a lot of old contemporary classical music. We've got this kind of insider, a secret person that feeds us with stuff from the Danish radio's archives. You know, old records and tapes and stuff that they never used.
Nice.
But has been living there for in the dust. And so we try to kind of put all this stuff also, of course, in like new music and so on. And then it goes into this lake, as we call it, like a big lake. And it's basically like an algorithm that sort of spits out the different pieces.
Okay, so every stream is different. If you click on it, you get another.
You always get something different.
Okay.
Sometimes you listen to it. It can be very strange other times.
But if you listen with 2 people at the same time, do you get the same thing?
Or the same thing,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So we try to keep that collective listen. We like that idea of the collective. But so the radio station is based in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And every now and then there's also programs that goes on, people doing real programs like here.
Really cool.
And we have a festival every year in the summer up in Copenhagen, curated by the radio station.
Okay. We'll stop now because otherwise I will lose yeah. all my listeners.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Casper. It was great having you.
Great honor to be here. Yeah,
it's a beautiful session. Je kan ze natuurlijk herbeluisteren en bekijken via onze website radio1.be, via Facebook of via ons YouTube kanaal van Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Wonderland.
You can peel an orange however you please in the psych ward. In the psych ward.